Desiree for the 705 Times.
Wow.
705.
What a song.
Good choice.
Woody's picked that one. Hey, we've got Lise Bear in the studio, guys, on Hardy, Will and Woody. He's back. He's a charity specialist as well, Speary. I mean, after helping us out with the world's greatest shaving leukemia foundation last week, I know that for round one this weekend, Speary, which we're going to talk about very shortly, but you guys are doing some wonderful stuff with the Starlight Purple Haze game.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's our Purple Haze game. So it's our foundation game, and we've done it for a few years now and really support the foundation. And we make pledges as players. We encourage everyone to come along, dress in purple, and there'll be some donation boxes. Give generously and help those less fortunate. And a few of the boys do some pledges and those sort of things. And I've pledged $200 if the big Maverick can get out in the oval in his suit and with his leathers on, kick a goal from,
oh,
from
really?
50. So I'm really hoping he slips over and stacks it.
Is that in the pre-game?
No,
is he
you want to give
that?
The money.
But I hope he kicks and falls over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant fall over before you know, kicking the goal.
Maybe a bit of dew on the ground. He just goes straight over.
How do you reckon he'll go there? So is he commentating on Sunday? Is that
I think he's got some match day involvement.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'm just have to double check.
And how do you reckon the old Pav will go? What is it? A couple of months out now, retirement. How do you reckon he'll go outside 50?
He can roost a footy. I sent a little text message saying, man, if you put a barrel through, I'll give you a slab and double it.
Wow. So that's pre-game Pav's going to be on the oval for everyone to see and give that a crack.
Yeah, so hopefully it's close to the game so we can get a fair few fans in there and a bit of atmosphere. And I don't know, I think maybe he might be doing something with a couple of other Fox footy
Okay, great.
Yeah, commit to that.
Well, speaking of a few people being there, I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that, mate. Round one against Geelong. I know I'm in Melbourne at the moment, and this city is buzzing. I mean, over in Fremantle, I mean, gee whiz, Geelong's won the last five against you guys.
Have they?
Yep. And
you didn't count, but they obviously have.
It's written on our info sheet.
Oh,
this is
so
mate, this is a game that I suppose Fremantle has been waiting for, I feel like, more than an off season now. I feel like this is sort of like fresh, clean slate, you know, fresh captain, fresh look side. You guys really want to get your best foot forward at the start of the season because you're proving something, aren't you?
Yeah, certainly. And round one is not the be-all end-all, but it is important to get off a good start. And surprised me what you said, because all that sticks in my memory is us having some really close games against them. And we played them in a round one game, I think, 2012 or 13. And Pav kicked a goal out of midair in the last quarter to win the game. You know, they're sort of games that stick in my mind against them. Like, really tough, close games.
Yep. So, and there was that one with Mundy after the siren as well, recently as well.
Yeah, Mundy had a chance to win the game from a really tough shot.
Right.
But then we had the final down there where we play the final. Yeah. So like, there's a lot of good games that we've had against them.
Ripper.
Close. Thanks for that,
Will. A couple of kicks. As a player as well.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, you don't want to be so negative about it. We're trying to be positive.
No. Sorry, mate.
As a player, do you wet your lips a little bit at the prospect of Fife lining up on Dangerfield, or is that just a spectator excitement?
I think as a player, any games that are tough, hard fought, and you come away with a win when you really earned it, and you really embrace and look forward to it. Like, I'm really excited about it because we play well against them. It's good footy. It's good to watch. There's good matchups all over the ground, and they're both really good players. And hopefully, we get a hold of them, and Fifey gets a hold of them.
Yeah, right.
You didn't
Love
really answer
it,
the
mate.
Question, then, did you? You just kind of did a circle,
little dance.
Yeah,
I'm good at doing the dance.
You're kind of
good
doing some circle work.
He's a good
I just
dancer.
Noticed that. I was
He's
like,
a very good dancer.
I did a bit of ballroom dancing growing up. My mum made me.
Yeah, you told us that. That's good to know.
Off air, he said he's going to put whatever opponent he's on to sleep. That's what he said, and then he pretended it was a baby, and we're Spurry's putting you to sleep. Spurry's putting you to sleep.
Now,
the pillow.
Spurry, I'd like to see you do a bit of a dance now, mate, because we've got a little segment that you're going to be involved in right now. Have a listen to this.
Everybody's heard of radio's oldest contest.
The secret sound.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a goldfish jumped out of its fish tank.
But nobody's ever played.
The secret picture.
Look, it's a secret picture. The secret picture. Now,
Jesus, could go anywhere.
Do you know what this picture could be, Speary?
Speary, mate.
Where am I looking?
Now, you know very well that you sent me a Snapchat over the summer, and I have on my phone. You sent it for just a second too long, mate, because I managed to get a cheeky screenshot of it. Now, I'm actually...
Did you delete it afterwards? Was it that bad?
No, it's not bad at all.
But it's Snapchat, so it does delete.
I think
yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I know you don't want this going anywhere, Sperry. So I've got the photo on my phone. I'm not going to tell. You know what? I actually haven't shown. I've shown no one.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
I haven't shown Woody. I promise you, mate. I haven't shown
you're
anyone.
You're building this up.
I respected the Snapchat wheel. I enjoyed it for 9 seconds and
so
let it
go. So you're happy for Will to just release it then?
Well, I just want to see what he's doing. I don't think it's a big issue.
He's
trying to build
some hype
and some drama. And he's trying to back me into a corner. And you can't back me into a corner. That's the first thing.
Okay, listen. So what's he going to do? In the first ever radio, The Secret Picture, 13-1060, Sperry sent me a photo. I'm not going to release the photo, Sperry. Don't worry. Unless somebody calls up and successfully guesses what is on that photo. What is that photo that Lee Spurs sent me on his Snapchat that he is so cagey about, that he does not want going anywhere, okay? If they guess it, I'll show them. I'll tell you what. I'll show them.
All right. You get a private viewing at Will's house.
13-1060. Give us a call.
You get a private viewing. Strawberry picking with Will.
He's Snapchatted it.
There's also some tickets to the footy available if you can guess it right. The footy, which is 4:40, right. Domain Stadium this Sunday. It's going to be a belter of a game. So 13-1060. What's the photo of Sperry of?
What is it on my Snapchat? Jack Jones, you don't know me, 728, Heidi Will and Woody, Perth's at 92.9, Lee Spur for the Freo Dockers is in the studio.
Right, man.
Ahead of a very, very important round one for Fremantle, and we're going to talk about that in a sec, Sperry, but right now we're playing a new game with you in the studio. It's the secret sound, it's the secret picture, I should say, as opposed to the secret sound.
Everybody's heard of radio's oldest contest.
The secret sound.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a goldfish jumped out of its fish tank.
But nobody's ever played
The Secret Picture.
Look, it's...
Sperry, why are we playing The Secret Picture, mate? What did you do?
I think it was a weekend, and I sent a couple of Snapchats to you fellas, and all PG rated, of course. You've breached the trust, and you've taken it public, it appears.
Well, actually, I haven't seen it yet, and Will hasn't shown anyone. All we know in this group and circle of our producers and all that is that there's a photo that could be quite
damaging
for you, your reputation.
Don't say that.
Now Fremantle are going to be like, what's up?
You're making it a bit of a scandal.
Well, Sperry, you can't send this sort of stuff around, mate. It's borderline. It really is just, I nearly threw up on my phone when I got it.
Jealousy. Hey, no more clues.
Jealousy.
No more clues.
Okay, so we were
jealousy.
We've got Steve here.
1060 is the number. We've got people that have called up trying to guess what this is ahead of Freo's 500th game this weekend. We've got a couple of tickets to the game as well, which is going to be Domain Stadium on Sunday at 4:40. So let's get into it. Steve, Hamilton Hill, how are you going, mate?
Not bad, mate.
Steve, what do you reckon's in that photo, mate? For a couple, that's the other thing. If they guess the photo, I show the photo. So, Steve from Hamilton Hill, what do you reckon?
I reckon he's wearing a dress or a bit of women's clothing.
That would be Woody's Snapchat.
Sperry, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I haven't done any of that unless it was a dress up party, but I haven't done any of stuff like that.
Okay, incorrect, Steve. Good guess though. Emma from Atwell,
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Emma. Hey,
good. Thanks.
What do you think
the
photo?
Emma, before we go on, are you a big Lee Spur fan?
Oh, I'm a big Dockers fan, so...
Yeah. Avoided the question, did the dance.
Emma, what do you think that Sperry sent me on Snapchat there?
Is it Sperry chucking a poo on the toilet?
Taking a poop on the toilet. Sperry?
No, I haven't Snapchatted that.
Well, thank goodness.
Good guess, though. Yeah. Again, classic Sperry. Dayton from Golden Bay, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Good, thank you, mate. What do you think the photo of Sperry that he sent to Will is?
I reckon he's wearing a West Coast jersey.
That would be damaging to the rep.
Controversial. Remember,
I will be releasing the photo if you guess the photo.
Erroneous.
For two tickets to the game.
What did you say? Oh.
Incorrect.
Oh, you're using your law.
No, it was a wedding crashes reference.
Law chat. Oh.
Erroneous.
So no one got it.
It's going to stay safe in my photo archive, guys, for now.
So you survive.
Dodge a bullet. You're
dodging a bullet, yeah. This could get
juicy.
Because
that could be, gee whiz, mate, that'd be, you wouldn't want that shot getting out.
Got some stuff on you too, mate. We'll have to
what do you have on them, Lee?
Oh.
Anyway, let's quickly.
Wilbur gets back.
500 game. 500th game this weekend, mate. 4:40 Domain Stadium against Geelong. It is a massive game for you guys, obviously, in being round one, but also the Starlight Purple Haze game as well.
And they do want people to make pledges. I'm going to make a cheeky pledge now. Spurry, if you end the game on Sunday without a bandage on your head, I'll give $50. If you win the game with a bandage on your head, I'll do $100.
To the Starlight Foundation.
Yeah. Starlight Foundation.
And you can check out, Freo, you bought a cake in for us today. We've got all the photos up on our Instagram, which is Heidi Will Woody, or you can always check out our Snapchat as well.
I just wanted to say 92.9 have been with Freo since the start, and they've just signed on for another 3 years, so great.
Hell yeah, we did.
Hopefully you can have another 500 games together.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Great stuff. Thanks for your support, guys. Good luck this weekend, bro.
Thanks for coming in, Sperry. Great stuff, mate, and good luck to Freo this weekend at Domain Stadium. Have a good one, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.